could be making a big money summer transfer into your bank account. £5,000 cash. The Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 grand fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly.
You need to get up,
Long dream by playing in a good... And Rangers will find... campaign. And Rangers will find...
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 grand fans. Celtic have been handed a trip to Armenia in the Champions League first qualifying round. Rangers find out their fate tomorrow as we hear from Declan John at their training camp in Spain. And Motherwell make their fourth summer signing, bringing in former Partick Thistle defender Aaron Taylor-Sinclair. I'm Andrew McLean and I'm delighted to say I'm joined in the studio by Gordon DL.
Yes, good evening, Andrew. Delighted to be back tonight, Tuesday night. Looking forward to the show and Celtic with that news of a long trip ahead. I think it works out something like 7,000 round trip. So 7,000 mile round trip. So that's one for the Celtic supporters and the team to look forward to. I think they will get through that. Potentially Rosenborg sitting there, you would fancy them to win their tie, and they will come up against each other once again.
And of course, there's a chance for you to grab yourself £5,000 in time for the new season kicking off. Every weeknight from 6 until 7, we'll give you the chance to come on air and answer as many sporting general knowledge questions as you can inside 30 seconds. The aim of the game, as always, is to get yourself on that leaderboard before we head into finals week starting July 23rd. To do that, you must get a score of at least 6 to get yourself on the leaderboard at the moment. We've got two fans setting the pace at the top of the leaderboard with 7. That's David McGill from East Kilbride and Stuart Buchanan from Stirling. But if you think you can do better, head to Clyde1.com where you can find all the information and instructions you need to register. Or if social media is your thing, head to @ClydeSSB on Twitter. Go to our pinned tweet and you can enter there. 30 seconds for 5 grand, Gordon DL. 7's a tough score to beat.
Yeah, 7 is. I've been on this show in the last few years and 7's always up there. And I think if anybody gets by 7, then I think they'll be in the final.
Well, before we get to that, let's get into today's news. Celtic have, of course, learned their European fate. They'll face Armenian side Alashkert in the Champions League first qualifying round. A 7,000 mile round trip, as you said, Gordon, for the Hoops, for the first leg that will take place on either the 10th or the 11th of July. Alashkert actually knocked out St Johnstone in the Europa League qualifiers at this stage 3 years ago. New Morton development boss John Sutton was part of that Saints squad then. And I spoke to him earlier about what Brendan Rodgers' side should be expecting.
Yes, they certainly are. We played them. I played against them for St Johnstone. Unfortunately, we didn't get through the tie. It's a tie that, sort of looking back, we feel pretty upset about. We felt that we should and maybe could have gone through. But certainly, you know, there's some tricky parts of the tie for Celtic, one of them being the climate. It's a long flight, and Alashkert themselves, you know, certainly, you know, are impressive in certain aspects of their play, and I'm sure Celtic know only too well, having experienced these ties before, particularly the one in Gibraltar that springs to mind, that, you know, there's just no easy ties now in European football. There's no doubt it had an effect, especially with the time zone difference. I remember having to leave incredibly early in the morning to get there. No one likes long flights. On a positive note for Celtic, I think they've actually flown further in the past when they played Karabag. So it's something that they've used to and that they've coped with. But the biggest thing out there, I would guess, I don't know the weather forecast, is going to be the heat. When we played, it was just incredibly hot. I couldn't give you an exact temperature, but that did have a pretty big bearing on the game and the way it was played. We were certainly disappointed that we didn't go through, but there wasn't much in the tie. And certainly they had some talented players. The team we played against were certainly very good technically. Physically, they were quite strong. And I think that's just the way football's gone nowadays. I don't think there's any easy ties, and there's banana skins there for Celtic, but over the last few years they've been very adept at qualifying and made light work of getting through to the Champions League group stages, so hopefully that'll be the same again this time.
Well, Gordon, when you get drawn against a side like the Armenian champions, it's a bit of a step into the unknown for Celtic, really, isn't it?
Yeah, but John touches on a few negatives there. I can understand what he's talking about. Your time difference, the travel, the temperature over there. But Celtic are an experienced team. They've been there before. They've been further than that. And they can handle that, no problem. They'll be well looked after. So the first leg away from home, and then obviously the tie at Celtic Park. Celtic will have far too much. Doesn't matter about the heat or whatever it may be, they will progress.
Well, if you want to get in touch, 0141 951 1025 is the number, or you can tweet us at ClydeSSB. Ian from Greenock has decided to come on the phone. Ian?
Hi there, Andy. Is it Andy?
Andy or Andrew, whatever you prefer.
Andrew. Hi, Gordon. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Ian. How are you?
Welcome back. I'm doing great, mate. Just watched Andy Maurice come back. Good to see him back on a tennis court again.
Yes. Is he winning? I've not seen it.
It's going to a third set. He beat in the tiebreak in the second set. Gordon, it's going to serve. He's serving now to make it three each. But he's been out. I think that's a year he's been out, Gordon.
Yeah. Correct.
But it's great to see him back just in time for Wimbledon starting. But anyway, just talking about the European draw, Gordon.
Yeah.
Andrew, I've not really spoke to yourself much over the course I've been on Super Scoreboard.
Ever. Gordon, first time.
First time, mate. Yeah. Aye, Gordon. It's getting tougher now for Scottish clubs to get to the pinnacle. The creme de la creme, as I say.
Yeah.
We played Rosenborg last year, Gordon.
Yes, that's
in
right.
One of the early ties. Now, this trip to Armenia, it's not a gimme, mate. You know what I mean? It should take care of itself. But potential banana skin in the next round, Gordon, against Rosenborg.
Yeah, that's well, they've still to get through as well as Celtic.
Yeah,
I do.
Exactly.
I can understand all the negatives about the fact of the distance, the time, the weather over there, everything, the temperatures. But Celtic are a massive club. They'll fly there first class. Players will be well looked after. They'll be prepared. Everything will be put in place. I don't think it will be a banana skin. I can't tell you a lot about this club, but I think that knowing Brendan Rodgers' preparation, the way he goes about his business, I think Celtic will have enough. And I think Rosenborg will have enough as well. And the two will meet again. And I'm sure everybody at Celtic would be delighted with the same outcome.
Ian, that's four.
Hi, sorry, Andrew.
No, on you go.
Sorry, Andrew, for butting in there, mate. I'm sorry for being ignorant. What I was trying to say to Gordon, no, I was saying the Rosenborg game could be the potential banana skin, Gordon.
Well, the thing is,
everybody
touches on their league start. I think they've played four or five games. I don't think they've had the greatest start. They're sitting third in the league. Correct me if I'm wrong, Ian. But, well, they'll take confidence of the fact that obviously, Rosenborg came last season at Celtic Park and got a 0-0 draw. Okay, it was well documented. Celtic didn't have recognised strikers. And they went over there and they won 1-0. I think it was James Forrest that got the goal. But Celtic are a far, far better side now. And Brendan Rodgers obviously looking at transfer market as well. Be interesting to see if he adds any new faces. Obviously, every game is a difficult game. But I think Celtic probably will have enough in their locker to get through that as well. But there's a lot of football to be played, as Andrew touched on now, to get to the group stages.
Yeah, Andrew. Four qualifying rounds it is that they'll need to get through. Eight games, does that worry you, Ian?
It doesn't worry me, Andrew. It's just what gets me, and obviously to Gordon as well, what gets me is the runners-up and now the other big leagues go right into the group stages, if you know what I mean. Some third places get into the group stages as well. No, but what I was going to say to Gordon regarding Celtic's team, have you heard anything in the pipeline, Gordon, coming in? Because I was talking to my uncle the other day. I can't believe the amount of midfielders Celtic's got, 14 in total.
Yeah, well, they've got a massive squad. I'm quite surprised. I think that looking at Celtic, I thought they would have maybe added one or two. I don't think they need a lot, because you touched on, Ian, they've got cover all over the pitch. You know, the big question mark, and I don't want him to leave Scottish football, because people say, oh, you're on here trying to sell him. Dembele, for instance, will he go? Will the money offer come in for him? Edwards obviously signed up now. That's a big boost for Celtic. Griffiths is there. All the midfield players are there. I think that I'd be surprised if Brendan Rodgers doesn't add a fullback. And I know Lustig's over playing the World Cup. He's been terrific. But I just think he needs a bit of cover in the defence somewhere.
Well, thank you to Ian from Greenock for getting in touch. 0141 951 1025 if you want to give us a call, or of course Twitter at ClydeSSB. But now it's time for this.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 Fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Make a big summer signing now and sign up at ClydeOne.com.
Time to get our first contestant on the line, and today it's Robbie from Irvine. Robbie, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad. You're a Rangers fan, I believe?
Yeah.
What have you made of Rangers' first couple of days under Steven Gerrard in Spain?
Yeah, it's looking good so far. It'll just be good to see how they're doing the first couple of qualifiers.
Good stuff. Well, of course, Rangers learn their qualifying opponents tomorrow, but we'll get to that a bit later. As for this competition, of course, 30 seconds on the clock. Answer as many questions correctly as you can. If you don't know the answer, you can pass, or of course, give it a guess. You never know, you might get it right. The aim of the game is to stay on the leaderboard until finals week. How confident are you feeling, Robbie?
Yeah, I'll try my best.
You'll try your best. That's all you can do,
yeah,
Gordon.
Yeah,
this,
that's
isn't
all
it?
You can do, Robbie. I'm very confident you can get off to a good start tonight and a good score. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Best of luck to you, Robbie. If you're ready to go, then let's do this. Which French team were runners up in this year's Europa League?
Lyon.
Which country will Celtic visit in their Champions League qualifier against Alashker? Who scored England's opening goal last night? Who did Poland face in the World Cup this afternoon? Which famous horse racing event started today?
At Royal Ascot.
Darren Randolph represents which country in goal?
Wales.
Which Scottish Premiership side faced Celtic's Champions League opponents Alashker in 2015?
Johnson.
What was the final score of Japan's game against Colombia?
2-1 Japan.
2-1 Japan, you say. Well, let's run through these. How do you think he got on, Gordon?
I thought he'd done well. I thought he'll kick himself when he hears the answers to the ones that he got wrong, because I thought they were there to be had tonight.
Which French team were runners up in this year's Europa League? Robbie, you said
Marseille.
You said Lyon, it was Marseille. Gordon's got that one right. You've obviously been listening to the show earlier on, as you know that Alashker are Armenian. So that was you on the board there. Who scored England's opening goal last night? Harry Kane, of course it was. Who did Poland face in the World Cup this afternoon? Was that a pass from you, Robbie?
No, I think I said Senegal.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
Senegal. There we are. So that is three you've got there. Three in a row. Which famous horse racing event started today? Of course, that's Royal Ascot. So you were four there. Which country does Darren Randolph represent in goal?
Ireland.
Yeah.
What was it, Gordon? Go
yes,
on,
Ireland.
Give us it.
Yep.
Ireland. It is. You went for Wales. Which Scottish Premiership side faced Celtic's Champions League opponents? I think we were giving you a few hints earlier on in the show with these questions, because it was St Johnstone, of course. We heard from John Sutton earlier on. And what was the final score of Japan's game against Colombia? You said 2-1 to Japan, and that was the final score. So I make that 6, and that puts you on the leaderboard. Right. How do you feel?
Yeah, I'm quite happy with that. I wish I'd got Marseille.
It was a tough one. It was a tough one. Was it stuck between Marseille and Lyon, or was it just a guess you had there?
I couldn't remember the French team, and I was trying to remember who Atletico were playing in it.
It was actually held in Lyon. I don't know if that skewed skewed it a wee bit, but not a bad effort at all from Robbie. Thanks for joining us, and you are on the leaderboard. 6 to get on the leaderboard, 7 to go top. Not a bad performance there, Gordon.
It was a good performance, but on the other hand there, listening to Robbie just after it, Marseille and Ireland, I think there was 8 to get there.
They were
I think
doable.
He's missed a trick.
Definitely, definitely doable. Well, let's get back to Celtic, talking about their Europa League opponents. Alashker, it's of course a long journey, but you'd think against the Armenian champions, I mean, you need to look at it. The Armenian league isn't even a fully professional league in the top tier. They've got semi-professional teams. A full-strength Celtic, you'd think, Gordon, should progress.
Yeah, they'll be very strong favourites. Everybody will be talking about the amount of miles that Celtic have to travel, but they've been through that before. They know what's expected. They know the, you know, time differences. These players have played at, you know, all around the world in these circumstances. They've got far, far better players than the opposition. So, and the first leg's away, which I think's a bonus as well. Go over there, get the job done, come to Celtic Park and, you know, just finish it off. So I expect Celtic to be through.
First leg, 10th or 11th of July. Still a while away yet. Celtic, the only real deal they've managed to do in the transfer market so far is to bring in Odson Edward. Of course, it was a deal for a large amount of money, a club record fee. But do you feel that, even if not before that game, you know, they do need to strengthen this side?
No, I don't. Not before the game. I think then for a season ahead, and you know, you're looking at even to get to the group stages. There's a lot of games to be played. Then you know the Scottish calendar. There's a lot of games in that as well. So I know that it's well documented that Brendan Rodgers has got a big squad, but you always like to freshen up one or two. I don't think he needs a lot, but I think one or two new faces in there just gives everybody a lift and a little bit more competition for places.
Any positions in particular that
right
you think?
Right back. I know Lustig, I've been a big fan. I think he's been terrific servant for Rangers. Rangers Celtic. But I do believe that they need someone in there for a bit of cover. I know young Ralston, for instance, he's got all the makings of a top player, but I think that Brendan Rodgers will look at probably the full back, or maybe even bring in another centre back, because just now he's well covered up front, and as Ian touched on, the first caller, he's got bags and bags of quality in midfield.
Well, Lustig and Gamboa might be over in Russia with their countries, but Gordon Dalziel doesn't think they're good enough. We'll be giving you the chance to win a hamper of food and drink worth £250 in association with Key Store after the break. And we'll also be catching up with our reporter Ronnie Charters at Rangers training camp in Spain. He's been speaking to Declan John. All that after the travel with Amber.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Download the app and have a bookie in your back pocket. Please gamble responsibly.
Great. Gordon Dalziel with me, Andrew McLean, here on Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan. We've already had one person on the leaderboard today, Robbie, a six he got. Can you match it? Can you beat it? Make sure to enter. Well, we'll have a competition later on to win a hamper of £250 worth of food and drink with Key Store. Stay tuned for that. But before we get to that, let's go to Rangers. Well, they continue their pre-season training camp in Spain, and our reporter Ronnie Charters is still over there. He's been having a close look at Steven Gerrard's first few days in charge, and he's also been catching up with defender Declan John. Let's go to Ronnie.
Yes, day two of the Rangers pre-season training camp here in Andalusia, Andrew. And for anyone who still cares, yes, my sunburn is still as bad as it was yesterday. But on to the footballing matters, and today saw the real football aspect of training begin for the players. Yesterday, it was about upping their fitness levels, whereas today, it was a chance for Steven Gerrard to lay out his vision for what the team are going to play like. Earlier, I caught up with defender Declan John, who describes what it's like to train under a man like Steven Gerrard.
Tough work, you know, it was our first day back into training, and but yeah, you know, it's it is hard work, but you know, we have got to relish that, you know, when we come back into training. And you know, it's been a good 2 or 3 days now of hard running, but you know, I think we're all looking forward to getting started. But yeah, it's been good, you know. I think all the boys have enjoyed it since the gaff has come in. I mean, I think all the boys said the same thing. It's a bit mad, I suppose, really. You know, he had an amazing career as a football player, and hopefully he does the same as a manager as well. I think the first 2 or 3 days at Gaff, I just said, you know, to come in and just work hard and, you know, and try and do your best on the pitch. And I think that's what the boys have taken on board. To be fair, I think I've seen in the last 2 or 3 sessions that we've had already in this pre-season that the tempo for the manager, so I think it gives him a bit of a headache, obviously going into when the season starts. The training that we had last season wasn't as high tempo, and you know, like I just said, it's in the last 2 or 3 days it's been really high. All the boys have come back in fit, so we're hoping to do well this season.
You find out your Europa League opponents on Wednesday. How much are the players looking forward to a European adventure if that comes its way?
Well, yeah, it'd be good. Obviously, I think a few of the boys have already experienced it, but it'd be a first for me, so that'd be nice to get that box ticked off. That's every footballer's dream, you know, to go and play in Europe. So hopefully we can get a good run in there. From the first time we all spoke to him in the meeting, that's the first thing he said. You know, he wants high standards. He wants everyone to work hard, you know, and put your life on the line for that shirt, because it is a massive club and, you know, it is a great chance when you get to put on that shirt.
Well, Andrew, tomorrow all eyes will be on Neon as Rangers discover their fate in the Europa League. The draw will be made tomorrow afternoon with Gerrard's first official game in charge on the 12th of July in the first round qualifier.
Well, let's hope that the players in that first game aren't as sunburnt as Ronnie, or they might not be able to run about too much, Gordon.
Yeah, he's a bit silly, that boy. I can't believe he's been over there fair skinned, and he's obviously burnt himself. Silly boy.
I've never known anyone that factor 50 isn't enough. Well, Rangers' first competitive game will be on the 12th of July. They'll find out tomorrow who they play. Do you think that Steven Gerrard will want to have his first competitive game at Ibrox?
Yeah, I think he could. Obviously, there'll be a packed house there. Everybody's desperate to see the style of football. The players are talking about this, back to pre-season, working hard, which amazes me a little bit, because pre-season is always hard work, and doesn't matter what manager you work under, it's a difficult time. You've got to get your fitness, you've got to really get up for the season starting, get the sharpness in as well. So you listen to the players, they feel that there's a difference. Whether they can take that from talking about it in the training ground onto a match day is still to be seen, but they're definitely full of confidence.
Under a new manager, how important is it to, you know, hit the ground running, and how hard do you think it will be? Because it's, you know, we think it will be a completely different style from what the players were used to last season. How, you know, how different do you think this will be for the Rangers players, especially with a game so soon?
Well, I think what's happened is the new managers went in and said, right, everybody's playing for their places. It's up to yourselves to claim that jersey. It's up to the players now to show to the manager in training, and obviously in the pre-season game they want to be part, because if you look at, he's brought in what, about six signings. There's a lot of players there. Players will be going out the door. Players have been told they can leave. There's a lot of changes going on. So if you want to stay around Ibrox and you want to be a part of the new manager's going forward plans, then you've got to show it day in and day out.
And it'll be especially important that they don't stumble in the Europa League qualifiers like they did last year to progress Niederkorn, a side that they could be drawn against again tomorrow.
Yeah, I think that would be an absolute disaster of a start, because everybody's expecting big things at Ibrox this season, especially with the fact of the excitement round the new manager. As you say, we've still to see his style of play, what his strongest team's going to be, how he's going to adapt when he goes away from home in difficult games. So there's a lot of excitement ahead, and I'm sure that the Rangers fans are excited about it, and I'm sure the Celtic fans will be excited about a challenge as well.
Six players, as you said, brought in by Steven Gerrard. Are you expecting a good few more to come in?
Well, they have said that. Mark Allen's come out and said that they were looking to sign players right up until the end of the August, with the window closing. It'll be interesting to see how many more he brings in. You've just got to be careful, Andrew. You can't just go out and say, right, I'm going to bring in 11 new players and hope it just clicks into place. So I think he'll use the pre-season. He's obviously over in Spain for 10 days. He'll use that. He'll look at his players. He'll watch them day in and day out, and he'll have a fair idea of who he needs and who he wants rid of.
It looks as if he's also identified where he thinks Rangers' weaknesses are early on. He's brought in a goalkeeper, he's brought in two centre-backs, a real sort of base of the team there to build on. Where from there do you think that he needs to strengthen?
I think he'll look to strengthen up front. Morelos needs someone up there. He didn't finish the season high. He wasn't scoring goals. It looked like he may be on his way out, but the Rangers manager says, no, I feel he's a part of the plans. It wasn't rocket science. Everybody knew that Rangers had to get centre-backs in. They were really poor at the back. They brought a good experienced goalkeeper in. They've brought two centre-backs in there. Not seen a lot of them, so I can't really judge them. I'll wait until I watch them. But he's brought a bit of strength in, and any manager will tell you, it doesn't matter if it's a new manager, an experienced manager, they build through the spine of the team, goalkeeper, centre-half, midfield player, which he's brought in, and I think he'll be looking a centre-forward now.
You touched as well on Alfredo Morelos there. I think he's a bit of a striker that's maybe split opinion. He's obviously, he was Rangers' top goal scorer this season, but he does miss a lot of chances. Steven Gerrard certainly seems to think that he is part of his plans, but maybe just a bit more maturing that needs to be done then?
Yeah, well, I think the managers looked at him and thought, yeah, I could work with him, I can improve him. What I think Morelos needs is someone up front with him to help him with the work rate. You talk about he misses a lot of chances, but as a striker, and any striker will tell you, as long as you've got chances to miss, if it would be more worrying if you were coming off the park thinking, I didn't get one chance there to score a goal. If you're missing chances, the greatest striker that Rangers had, Alan McCoist, with the goals he scored, if you look at the amount, and Rangers fans will tell you, the amount of chances Ali used to miss, but the one thing about him, he was always there and he scored goals as well.
Well, that's the important thing, as long as he's scoring goals. Well, we'll get back to the Rangers talk soon, but first, let's do this.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 Fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Make a big summer signing now and sign up at ClydeOne.com.
Well, we've got our second contestant of the night on the line. It's David from Kirkintilloch. David, how are you?
Great, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks. You saw our last contestant, Robbie, get a 6, which is not a bad score at all. Do you think that you can follow that?
Must have easy questions, then, eh? I never heard them.
Bit of competition here. Mm-hmm. Well, Aberdeen fan yourself, is that right?
Right, yeah. Yep.
New signing today, Stephen Gleeson, Irish international. What do you make of that one?
Yeah, well, I haven't obviously seen much, heard much of him, but I mean, seems a championship player, so relatively decent pedigree, so hopefully it turns out to be all right.
I think there needs to be a lot more strengthening done in that Aberdeen side before next season.
A lot of players have left this year, so there will be room for new players.
What are you looking for next season? They've obviously been finishing second. You look at Rangers, bring new manager in, strengthen 6 players. Celtic are a benchmark there. They're so far in front just now. What is the ambitions next year? Is it to try and get in the top 3 and get to a cup final again? Or do you see yourself going better?
It'd be good to the points totals that kind of Derek McInnes looks at. So if we can kind of keep it that level of points or even increase it, then just see how far that gets us up the league. But obviously everybody seems to be strengthening, so it should be a good league next year.
Well, David, 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions correctly as you can. Make sure, well, you can pass or you can guess if you want. Aim of the game is to stay on the leaderboard until finals week. 6 is the magic number that gets you onto the leaderboard at the moment. The amount of people on a 6 is building every single day. Do you think you're capable of that?
Try my best.
That's the best way. Right, well, if you're ready to get going, let's do this. Who defeated Scotland by a point in rugby at the weekend?
The USA.
Which city hosted England's game against Tunisia last night?
Moscow.
Marcio Maximo was the first Brazilian to manage in Scotland, but which club did he take charge of?
Dunfermline.
Aaron Taylor-Sinclair has joined which Scottish Premiership side?
Motherwell.
Who did Russia face tonight in their second World Cup match?
Egypt.
Which country did former Rangers defender Majid Bergera represent internationally?
Morocco.
Granit Xhaka has signed a contract extension at which club?
Hearts.
I'll be honest, it's not Hearts.
No.
So straight off the bat, there's one that you've not got right. Do you know that one, Gordon?
Yeah, I do, but I can't remember what it is.
Right, well, that's the last question. So we'll run through them and then we'll give you a bit of time to let your sort of brain warm up, shall we? Who defeated Scotland by a point, of course, in the rugby at the weekend? You said the USA and you were correct. Which city hosted England's game against Tunisia last night? You went for Moscow, which I think is just your sort of standard city that you go for if you're thinking of one in Russia. But the answer was, and Gordon's got to know this. No, we know his. I'll tell you what, he's not far off. When you go, commit to it.
No, I can't. What is it? Come on,
Volgograd.
Volgograd. The midgy place.
Marcio Maximo was the first Brazilian to manage in Scotland, but which club did he take charge of?
Livingston.
Livingston is the correct answer. Yeah. How about this for a record? 3 wins, 3 draws, 3 losses. That's a balanced spell in charge. Alan Taylor-Sinclair has joined which Scottish Premiership side? It is of course Motherwell, and we will be hearing from him later on in the show. Egypt are the team that Russia face in their second World Cup match tonight. And the final question, second to last question, which country did Rangers defender Majid Bergera represent internationally? You went for Morocco, David. What would your second guess be?
Algeria.
Right next to it. Geographically, you weren't far off. And then finally, which Granit Xhaka has signed a contract extension at which club? We've given Gordon DL the time to mull over it.
Is it Scottish Premiership? Yeah,
it's not.
Oh,
Swiss international.
Hold on, Arsenal. Is it?
Yes, Arsenal. He got there in the end. Just as well you weren't on a timer, because that was shocking. Well, yeah. I make that a 1-2-3, and that's not going to get you on the leaderboard, unfortunately, David. Thank you for playing. However, if you think you can do better than that, well, head to Clyde1.com and you'll find all the information and instructions you need to register. Or if you prefer Twitter, find us on there at ClydeSSB. Go to our pinned tweet and it's all there for you to do it. But, well, Rangers, pre-season training camp. What do these pre-season training camps do for squad unity, Gordon?
Because it's a new manager, because it's new staff, because there's six new players, it brings everyone together. He can also have a look at the players that are on contracts, decide whether he wants to take them forward and his plans for Rangers. So I think it's a good thing to get away and, you know, you've got plenty of sunshine and you've got plenty of time to, you know, take your time with the training, the fitness, make sure there's not many injuries, look after the players. I just think it's a good bonding thing for a team, especially with everyone probably new, from the manager, the staff. He's brought in his own coaching staff, his own sports science guys, his fitness guys. So everybody's got to really bond there for the start of the season.
The Keystore Cup. They'll support you evermore with everything you need to enjoy a summer of sport.
Well, an amazing summer of international football is underway in Russia, and right now you could win a Keystore hamper with £250 worth of snacks and drinks for you to enjoy while watching the action in Russia. Hugh Keevans has been checking out some classic international goals to give you the chance to win with Keystore. We put up a video of Ronnie and Hugh on our Twitter commentating on a famous international goal, but now is your chance to win on Clyde One Super Scoreboard with Keystore. Listen to Hugh commentating on this world famous goal.
Oh, I remember this. I was there. I travelled to this match on the Shinkansen. I was sushi shug that day. Oh, what a goal. Was it a chip? Did he mean it? Was it a shot? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? It's a super goal. Sayonara.
Any ideas, Gordon?
Yes, I remember a goal.
He remembers the goal, but do you remember the goal? Well, if you do, give us a call now. 0141 951 1025 for your chance to be a winner with Keystore. If you want to listen again, head to at ClydeSSB on Twitter during the break and watch the video we've posted. But be quick, because we'll have the caller on the line soon. You must be 18 or over to take part and must have a GML, PA, KA or an FK in your postcode. After the break, we'll be hearing from Motherwell's new signing, Aaron Taylor-Sinclair, easy for me to say. That's after the travel with Amber.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Bet and play and pull a result out of the bag. Please gamble responsibly.
Gordon DL here with me, Andrew McLean, on Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan. We've got a caller on the line ready to hopefully give us the right answer and win £250, well, a £250 hamper in association with Keystore. And a bit later, we'll be hearing from new Motherwell signing Aaron Taylor-Sinclair, and also talk about his old club, Partick Thistle. They've appointed a new chairman today. Well, we do have our contestant on the line, and our contestant is Matthew from Maryhill. Matthew, how are you?
I'm okay, how are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks. Don't give us the answer yet, but how confident are you that you've got the right answer here?
Well, it's worth a guess, isn't it? So,
exactly.
Not very
well, for £250 right. hamper.
Exactly. It's always worth a guess. Right, before you give us the answer, well, have you got any memories of this goal? Do you remember watching it on TV?
Well, I have. If I think it's the right goal, I think it's the very first World Cup that I watched. So,
well, what we'll do is we'll play the clip again and we'll jog your memory.
Oh, I remember this. I was there. I travelled to this match on the Shinkansen. I was sushi shug that day. Oh, what a goal. Was it a chip? Did he mean it? Was it a shot? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? It's a super goal. Sayonara.
Well, there he was, sushi shug, as he branded himself there. Mark Wilson was saying yesterday he didn't think Hugh would get a job as a commentator. What do you think, Gordon?
That was poor, but he's given a good clue there.
He has given a good clue. Was it a good enough clue? Matthew, go on, give us the answer.
Was it Ronaldinho against England?
It was Ronaldinho against England at the South Korea and Japan World Cup in 2002. Congratulations, you've won yourself a £250 hamper worth of food and drink. Thanks to Keystore to keep you going through the football this summer. I bet you're delighted.
It's okay. The wife will enjoy it more than me.
Oh, so just okay. Just okay.
£250. Just okay. It's fine.
Gordon will take it. Gordon will take it. Well, thank you very much to Matthew from Maryhill. We will be running this competition throughout the week, so make sure to stay tuned and have a look on our Twitter as well, as you'll be able to see the full video of Ronnie and Hugh commentating on the goal. And you could win yourself a hamper worth £250 in association with Keystore. Well, now that that's done, let's turn our attention to a club you know very well, Gordon, in Motherwell. They've made their fourth summer signing, with defender Aaron Taylor-Sinclair joining the club after he was released by Plymouth. The former Partick Thistle man, well, he was linked with a Scotland call-up before he left the Jags, and says he's hoping to hold down a first-team place at Fir Park.
Yeah, it's good to finally get everything sorted. You know, after the last game of last season for my old team, the manager was sort of straight on the phone to me asking if I'd like to join the club. So it's good to finally be here. It's been a bit mixed. Relegations, promotions, injuries. I think I've had about 8 or 9 different managers in my time there. So yeah, it's good to be back up here. And you know, if a manager really believes in me, and you know, hopefully I can play as many games here. The system that the manager's talked about playing here this season, it'll really suit my game. Just like every player here, give 100%, and you know, hopefully your quality shines through. To be honest, just to get games back under my belt. You know, it's seen, but like the last few seasons, I haven't really played much. So just to get games back under my belt, and you know, kick on from there. Keep some of the higher targets close to me, but you know, just to play games and you know, perform and put like what the managers put the trust in me to play and just perform for them. Yeah.
Well, Gordon, 4 signings Motherwell have made so far, and Chief Executive Alan Burrows, he was on Twitter earlier on today, he was saying that they're going to announce a 5th player soon, a central midfielder. He was teasing the fans a wee bit, a couple of players heading out on loan as well, he said. Plenty of business getting done there.
Yeah, they're working very hard behind the scenes. I think they're working on looking at progressing from a different season. 2 cup finals, terrific for Motherwell, terrific for the town. I think the disappointing part of the season was they'll be looking to try and get in that top 6. I know it'll be very difficult, but they'll be looking to get in the top 6 this season, and they're obviously out and they're doing their business very, very early. I think that's a good addition today. I thought he was a real good prospect at Partick Thistle. Unfortunately, he lost his way a little bit in England, and as he said earlier, he needs games. I think he'll be a good addition to the squad, and well done to Motherwell. They're working very hard.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 Fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Make a big summer signing now and sign up at ClydeOne.com.
Well, it's time to get our third contestant of the night on the line, and it's Chris from, quite fittingly, Motherwell. Chris, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks. Chris is a Celtic fan. What did you make of the draw in the Champions League qualifiers today?
It should be an interesting one. Obviously, quite a journey to make, but we should hopefully scrape through. Well, not scrape through, we should get a convincing result, but it should be a good start in the campaign.
Well, as usual, 30 seconds on the clock. Answer as many questions correctly as you can. If you don't know the answer, you can pass or give it a guess. You never know, you might get it right. The aim of the game is to stay on the leaderboard until finals week. We've already had a 6 from Robbie earlier on. That got him on the leaderboard. A 7 puts you joint top of the leaderboard. How confident are you feeling, Chris?
Not at all.
Not at all.
I mean, it's not a great start. You need a bit of a positive mental attitude there, Chris, no?
Chris, I think the best way I can give you a bit of advice, if you don't know it, pass quickly and go on to the next one.
Exactly. Don't hang about. Make sure to get it in quickly. Right, well, are you ready to go?
I am.
If you are, then let's do this. Paul Lambert played the majority of his club games at which team?
Celtic.
Which country hosts its first Formula One Grand Prix in 10 years this weekend?
Monaco.
Which Scottish Premiership team does Irish midfielder Stephen Gleeson play for?
Motherwell.
Who has won? Who has the most Wimbledon singles titles?
Pass.
Livingston has signed Cameron Blues from which Scottish Championship side?
Falkirk.
Where do Arbroath play their home matches?
Pass.
Which league? Oh, ran out of time. How do you think you got on?
Well, I wasn't confident, I think, with good reason.
I think the key is, if you're coming on here,
I think that was your best answer of the night there.
Well, let's have a run through them and let's see how you got on. Paul Lambert played the majority of his club football games at which team? You said your own team, Celtic, and it was, of course, St Mirren. Which country hosts its first Formula One Grand Prix for 10 years this weekend? You went for Monaco, which is a principality. It's France is the answer. Which Scottish Premiership team does Irish midfielder Stephen Gleeson play for? I thought this was a bit of a harsh question. He only signed today.
Aberdeen.
Ooh. Gordon's been looking at the news. Who's won the most Wimbledon singles title? Go on, Gordon.
Federer.
Roger Federer. Livingston have signed Cameron Blues from which Scottish Championship side? Falkirk is the answer to that one. And where do Arbroath play their home matches? You passed on that one. The answer, Gordon, is
Gayfield.
It is Gayfield. So by my estimations, I make that a one. Chris?
Nothing.
Well, I mean, I think your lack of confidence maybe didn't help you there, but better luck next time, Chris. Well, thank you for that. We'll touch quickly on, go back to Motherwell signing Aaron Taylor-Sinclair. He's a left back, an attacking left back, and Motherwell, they do play three at the back, and those positions are really important for them.
Yeah, they've got a decent squad, Motherwell. They caused a lot of problems last season to a lot of clubs. Like say, the style of football they play. I remember coming on here and obviously being a big Motherwell supporter myself. Sometimes I thought too direct for me, but that's the style they've decided. It worked very well in the cup games. They had a terrific couple of cup runs, getting to final. I'll never forget the Scottish Cup final. Great day seeing all those Motherwell supporters being in the town after it. Unfortunately, Celtic were just too good. But I think this year, I think that the Motherwell manager and everyone concerned will be looking, then missing top six. I know it will be difficult because everybody's strengthening. But the good thing for Motherwell supporters is Motherwell are strengthening. And these signings, I think, will make Motherwell better. So looking forward to a real good season for the lads at Fir Park.
Well, something to touch on quickly just before we finish off. Partick Thistle also announced that Chairman David Beattie and Director Greg Brown had stepped down from the board today. Director Jackie Lowe will step into David Beattie's chair as the new chairman. Well, that is it for tonight's show. We've gone through plenty. We've gone through Celtic and their Champions League qualifying draw. They will take place on the 10th and 11th, the first leg of that one. We've gone through Rangers, of course. Ronnie is over there in Spain for us, and Motherwell's new signing as well. My thanks to Gordon DL for joining me, Andrew McLean, on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 Grand Fan. The search continues tomorrow, where I will be joined by Derek Johnson. A score of 6 is required to get on the leaderboard. If you think you can do that, head to ClydeOne.com to register, and you'll be on the show very soon for a chance to win the money. But don't go anywhere. Callum Gallagher is up next with all the latest hits.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 Grand Fan with Ladbrokes.com. It's not over till it's over. So bet and play now. Please gamble responsibly.